Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to today's GTC Q1 2018 results conference call. At this time, all participants are in the listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must also advise you that the conference is being recorded today, Monday, 21st of May, 2018. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Thomas Grisman. Thank you. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, to our Q1 2017 presentation. The first quarter of this is the Q1 2018 presentation. To make it correct, it's recorded. The first quarter of 2018 was driven by activity, preparation activity to lease, to pre-lease assets in a planning stage, to push forward building permit design, and also to negotiate a big acquisition we could sign binding in the first quarter for the big mall in Sofia. So all in all, it was a very active time, but most of the activity will provide and lead into better results in the coming quarters, because there was a lot of energy used to market our assets and to pre-negotiate leasing deals. So going back to the presentation, you can find on the web page of GTC the strong result with 27% improvement in FFO and 23% improvement in gross margin. In-place rent is up by 3% and accounts now for 114 million euros. The profit before tax is at 30 million in the first quarter, and the EPRA NAV increased by 3%. The same is EPRA NAV per share, also increased 3%, up to 2.34 euro per share. We had a huge increase in FFO1, increased by 27% up to euro 15 million. This is mostly driven by the completion and of Galeria Bolnocna and the cash flow from it, but also by completing our office building called Artico in Warsaw, which also produces cash since the first quarter of 2018. The average interest rate is down to 2.7% from 2.8% in last quarter 2017, and we still maintain a conservative LTV at 43%. The completions and further acquisitions are the booster of GTC's rent income and FFO. We could complete two buildings in Belgrade, which were under renovation. These are the two existing buildings in the Green Hut project. They have been taken off from investment property income producing last year and underwent complete renovation, including facade and other parts of the building. We could place them back and complete the renovation works. The building is now again 78% leased up upon completion, and we will continue to lease it up to a much higher degree during the next quarters. This also produces a 3 million of additional in-place rent per annum, which is important to also show a good result in Belgrade on FFO. Acquisition of Mall of Sofia was signed after a very long time, pre-negotiation time, which took us longer than a year to complete. The asset itself is in a very good location, fantastic access via tramways, subway, and also via car. The property has 23,700 square meter retail and another 10,300 square meters of office space. It is 99% leased all over, After the acquisition, our plan is to improve further the layout and efficiency of the shopping mall, and we are quite sure that we will be able to raise the rent over the next couple of years since the economic parameters in Sofia and Bulgaria, combined with a huge wage increase of the people, will lead into much bigger purchase power, which leads into bigger turnover per square meter, and this allows for a rent increase. The acquisition will be financed by 65% of the acquisition price via bank upon closing. So it means that we will only have to deploy about less than 30 million equity to close the transaction in June this year. The in-place rent is 7.55 million euro, and this makes a very attractive FFO yield upon closing of the transaction and providing full cash flow from the first day of ownership. Of course, the all-over asset management and leasing activity in the portfolio was very active. We had 34,000 square meters of office and retail space leased in the first quarter of 2018, and the occupancy of the whole portfolio is now at 93%. This 1% down is only driven by bringing back Greenheart, the first two buildings, with only 78% occupancy, which is a high number after such a renovation, but on the course, leasing these buildings up to a higher degree, we will also increase the overall occupancy in the portfolio of GTC. On page 7, the portfolio composition did not change much since the end of 2017. The only change here is that the completion of the Belgrade office buildings drove down the stake of office buildings under development a little bit. And we still maintain with the main portfolio part of 56% in Poland. And we are now at Budapest with 14%, followed by Belgrade with 12% and Bucharest 12%, Zagreb 6% of the portfolio. The forecast is that, or the actual situation is now that under development we have about 55% office buildings under construction and 45% retail, and retail is Ada Mall in Belgrade. When we will complete in June, now in Q2, the acquisition of the mall in Sofia, the stake of Poland or the share of Poland allocation will go down to 54%, so minus 2%, and Sofia will make up for 5% of the whole portfolio. Page 9 shows the biggest assets of GTC. They're making up for 69% of the gross asset value of the company. The change here is that we put Mall of Sofia now just after Avenue Mall Zagreb with a value of 94 million. And on the very right side, we show occupancy and the biggest asset, of course, Galeria Północna, which has now an occupancy of 89%, but in future, of course, increasing. But the rest, Galeria Jurajska, is already at 98%. We have Citygate at 96%, Avenue Mall Zagreb and Mall of Sofia, then from June, at 99%, Centerpoint at 97%. Corona office complex in Krakow at 92%, UBB in Łódź, office building is 91%. Also, this 91% will increase because we are on a final negotiation with some tenants to increase the occupancy there. Tuna Tower, anyway, is at 98%, and also 41% in Belgrade at 97%. So you see that the 10 big buildings making up for 69% of the portfolio have a very healthy average occupancy, but we see still a little bit of room to improve that. The development pipeline, I want to give a short heads up on the status of each project here on page 11. The White House in Budapest will be finally completed now in Q2. We will have an opening and event on the 21st of June, when BlackRock will also commence their operation in the building. They already moved in with some of the equipment, but the people will follow. We had quite intensive negotiations with different tenants, big international tenants for White House, and we can say now that despite a couple of small retail units in the ground floor, where we also have some candidates for, I would say 95% of the space is now in a commitment. This is not signed leases, but this is a good commitment from international companies to take the space. And it also proves that the idea and the concept of the White House office building in Budapest with a very high quality architecture and appearance is paying off. Other mall in Belgrade is under construction still. The construction had some complications because of some findings in the construction ground, which could be remedied and is okay now. So we can confirm that the building is in the program, in time and in budget. Opening is and was scheduled for the first quarter of 2019, and this will be kept. On the tenancy side, we have a good commitment from tenants, bigger than 60% at the moment, and another 35% under negotiations. So we are quite confident that upon opening, this mall will be fully leased. Greenheart in Belgrade, two buildings were completed. Therefore, the total investment costs versus the last table from Q4 2017 are now reduced. The three buildings under construction now are also going exactly at schedule, at cost and in time. The first building is fully pre-leased, and we have several candidates for the second two buildings to come. Leasing demand is quite healthy in Belgrade, and this also makes us to continue to accelerate GTCX, which is listed in the third block in under the planning stage, a little bit that we can probably start GTCX earlier than expected. Matrix A in Zagreb is under construction. We do have several tenants in final negotiation stage. It looks like that we are matching exactly the demand of international players for the city of Zagreb, providing for a Class A office park, which has very good visibility, good access via car and public transport, and is a, let's say, since long time in Zagreb, one of the few really modern buildings coming to the market in the first half of 2019. In the planning stage, we have, and I missed out, APC 1 in Sofia is also under construction. We could sign a term sheet with an international software company taking up 11,000 square meters plus extension option. So also here we have a very high pre-lease achieved now, and we still have two other big companies looking at the ABC building for their offices. So we might also accelerate ABC 2, which is on the planning stage, and we expect anyway to get a building permit for the second phase in summer this year. And when we have the tenants lined up, we will be able to probably start the construction for ABC 2 in the second half of 2018. City Rose Park in Bucharest, phase 1 and 2, is also under design. Also, the forecast for the building permit is July to August 2018. Several tenants are looking at the asset at the moment, big players, international players, because we have big floor plates and big interconnected spaces to lease, which is interesting for the PPO and for software businesses. So we are also quite sure that we will be able to start the construction during the second half of this year. Matrix B in Zagreb is the second mirror building, which has 10,400 square meters GLA. This is already permitted, but we are looking into pre-leasing, of course, and if this will go on, we will be able to start the second phase in Zagreb, probably also against the end of this year. The Pillar or Compact Budapest, this is a land we acquired last year. The design works and concept design is completed. The architects in Budapest are about to complete the building permit application. And we have already pre-discussed with the city and with the district the concept, and everything is okay. It needs a couple of more technical work to be done. And also here we expect to get a permit during Q3 2018. On Compact, we might have already a big tenant out of our portfolio looking at the space. And if this will work out, we will have probably already 75 to 80% pre-lease for this building. The Twist or Budapest City Tower is also in the final stage of getting a permit. There is a chance that the end of Q2 or the beginning of Q3, we will get a permit in Budapest. Of course, in parallel, we are on the market on pre-leasing. This is a very prime product, and there is several big international companies interested. So we hope to synchronize pre-leasing with building permit with a success on a building permit to be able to start also the construction still in this year for the tower. In the, let's say, early planning stage, there's a City Rose Park 3, which, of course, the building permit will be done with the phase 1 and 2. Only the construction of City Rose Park 3 will be a little bit delayed if the pre-leasing will ask for. GTCX will be accelerated because the demand in Belgrade is higher than expected at the end of last year. Galleria Vilanov, we are in the process now of getting, hopefully soon, a new decision on the environmental permit. Depending on how the permit will go and how all the other involved parties, other than the environmental department of the city, will react on, we hope to get this new permit valid probably at the end of this year or first quarter next year. And then we can continue with the building permit application. Matrix F, this is another 3 to 5 buildings in Zagreb in connection to the Matrix A and B. This is a big project with 54,000 square meters, and this is under design concept at the moment. The land was acquired last year as well. We can build a lot more than initially expected, and it helps us a lot on leasing the first two buildings, because any big tenant who is going into an office park is always looking into possibilities and ways to expand if the business is growing. So at least there's a very good let's say pipeline for anybody who wants to take 5 or 6,000 square meters with a further extension, because we can show that here's the ability to grow for the next couple of years constantly in the same location without the need of big companies to move location and address in Zagreb. Platinum Business Park 6 is in Warsaw, Mokotów. We see already a little bit light of the end of the tunnel of the big traffic jam, which was created by reconstruction of the main roads in Mokotów. So we expect in 1.5 to 2 years that the situation will be much improved, since new intersections were built, new flyovers and intersections improved. So our estimate is that we will be able to start this property or the, let's say, pre-leasing and construction in about 2 years from now. In Katowice, we have a new project, which is on the land we have since a couple of years on our books. Katowice is the new star on PPO business, new rising star, because they have a very good university and not so much PPOs in the city right now. And since workforce is on big demand at the moment in any big city in Poland, it is a new target for big companies also to move to Katowice. Our landlord is very well located, very central in the city of Katowice, not far away from main railway station and the center. The concept is also very nice, so it will be one of the highest quality office buildings in the city when we will be able to start leasing on that one. So this concludes the overview on the development project for the future. The whole package will produce, or we expect that the whole package of developments will produce 87.5 million euro rent per annum. And of course, the value creation out of these developments will be a couple of hundred million euros. We will skip the few pages because this is just details on each development. We can have a later on a discussion if somebody wants to know more in detail in the Q&A session. And we will move now to the financials, and Eros Boniel will elaborate on balance sheets, P&L, etc.
Thank you, Thomas. I will start by reviewing the income statement. The revenue from rental activity was 36 million in Q1 versus 30 million in Q1 17. That's an increase of 20%. The main contributor for that are Galeria Północna as well as Artico building. Further in the year, Q2, Q3, we will see obviously Galeria Północna continuing to contribute high amount, and we will see the completion of White House as well as the classification of two buildings from Greenhouse Belgrade, that their renovation was completed and they returned to the cash generating asset group. Going down in the income statement, we see the next important item is the profit from revaluation. This quarter, we did not make external valuation. We just reconfirmed the valuation that we presented in March. And we present here a revaluation gain that is attributed mostly to the project under construction, namely White House and ADA. Other items on the P&L are standard items as could be expected. And to put things into context, generally speaking, the income statement in the next quarters will reflect the program that Thomas presented. Namely, we have the completions of the first group of five assets, and the next one in H2 or even Q2, we will start with the construction of next buildings. I move ahead to the balance sheet. Here on the balance sheet, the investment property has been increased by 22 million, mainly due to the reclassification of Greenhouse project, and of course the investment in White House and ADA Mall. The cash and cash equivalent is a significant amount. This was generated from operation as well as the bonds that we raised. Of course, we refinanced the bonds. We repaid also in April some bonds, which is not reflected here at 31st March 18. But generally speaking, this is a significant cash amount gives us a lot of capacity for new acquisitions and development. Further on the balance sheet, we can see on the passive side, short and long term debt has been increased in line with the increase of investment. And we shall see some of the refinancing effect coming partially already in Q1. We saw the decrease in average interest rate to 2.7%, but also it will continue in Q2 and Q3. In terms of conservative financing structure that we run, we continue with the same policy. We hedge the interest rate risk to the maximum extent possible, and we manage the debt maturity in such a way that any time that project refinance is due, we manage to do it at the same or lower interest rate. But more importantly, we're able to generate cash due to the fact that past or old loans were, old loans were amortized. And the new cash, in fact, is part of our self-propelling model, which generate cash from refinancing, compensate for the amortization, and allow us to invest in new projects, which in return, once again, generate NOI, refinancing, and go on. The LTV, we continue to maintain conservative LTV below 45%. Our policy is to be anything between 40 to 50%. And as can be seen in the last 2-3 years, we are complying with this policy. Regarding the cash flow, here the cash flow of Q1 shows the cash that was generated. Operating cash has been increased by before working capital changes by 4 million. That's a good sign, because this signifies the uptrend of the FFO generation. The investment in real estate compared to the last quarter, to the past quarter, Q1 17, is relatively low, but really it's difficult to compare because there is no pattern in that aspect. In Q1, we had Galeria Ponotna with the full steam ahead, Q1 17. In Q1 18, we have ADA, and ADA construction will accelerate, so that for the full year of 18, we will see probably an investment in the same scale of 2017. We have to add also the acquisition of Sofia Mall with around 90 million euro. And this means that in Q2, we will have approximately 50% of the planned investment, which is in line with our expectations. The same applies for the financing activity. It goes together with the investment. So refinancing activities continue. We currently have several transactions under negotiation. Some of them are significant, and we will inform details once they are done. This concludes the financial part presentation and the entire presentation. I'll pass now to the operator to open the line for Q&A. Operator?
Yes, sir. And as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone, and please wait for your name to be announced. Should you wish to cancel the request, you may press the hash key. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone, and please wait for your name to be announced. Should you wish to cancel the request, you may press the hash key. At this time, sir, there are no questions over the phone.
Thank you very much. We conclude this call. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. And that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.